Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
So, you decide to save your marriage from divorce. I applaud your courage.
But this is going to be rough.
Really, Rob? How about being a little bit more encouraging here?
No, I don't mean rough as in difficult. It is going to be challenging, but I mean rough. R-U-F. It's an acronym that describes what you're going to need to make it through this.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let's start here. The R is for remorse. What I mean by that is that someone needs to show remorse for whatever led you to this divorce decision. Whatever led your marriage to this point, something has gone wrong.
Okay.
Last time we used the example of Rob eating cheesecake behind Winona's back.
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
Well, if I don't show any remorse for that, then I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and the way you can tell if someone has remorse or not is whether or not they have justifications and reasons why they did what they did. Yeah, I know I wasn't supposed to eat cheesecake, but you know, you didn't make any for me for over a year, and so what was I going to do?
Really?
Yeah, those types of excuses come out, and whenever you add the but onto that, whenever you add the however, you have started to provide reasons why it was okay for you to do this thing that hurt the entire marriage. And what that also says is that you're willing to do it again, given those same scenarios, given those same issues or things that led to your decision to do what you were not supposed to do. If that happens again, I feel perfectly justified in doing it again also. In those cases, I'm not showing any remorse. I'm showing justification. I'm justifying my actions, creating rational lies, rationalizing why it was okay.
Okay, so what's the U for?
Well, the U is for understanding.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
So whenever your spouse has done something that really rubs you the wrong way so much that you want to go for divorce, or maybe they did something that made you want to have your own slice of cheesecake. It's very good to step back and look for understanding. Why did my spouse act in that way? Why did I react in that way? You know, there's a process in psychology called temperament theory.
And what is temperament theory?
Temperament theory, coupled with temperament therapy, is whenever you take a look at your God-given traits. So there are three areas of temperament that we study in this line of psychology. One is inclusion. How do you act and react on a social level? Do you like to be around people? Do you not like to be around people? Do people drain you or do they give you energy? Another is control. Some people are hardwired with God-given desires to control others or to be controlled by others. Well, if we understand where we are in that temperament, we can start to understand how our interactions with other people will be adjusted by how they interact with us. If we start to understand how we are wired in terms of control, then we'll understand our interaction with other people a whole lot better. When someone tries to be controlling over us, does that rub us the wrong way? Or does that give us a sense of comfort? Do I feel out of control when someone else is making decisions for me? Or does it give me a sense of comfort that I don't have to make those decisions? Everybody's wired differently. And then, of course, in affection, some people love to have that physical touch. Some people love to have words of affirmation. But other people, you know what? They just don't want to be touched like that because it triggers some other reaction in them. And so when you take a look at someone's complete temperament profile, you have a full understanding of that person, and then you can interact with them a whole lot better.
Okay, I understand. So,
do you recall a time when our temperament assessments brought clarity to our relationship, honey?
Oh, a few times.
When you wanted to go shopping.
Oh, yeah, the shopping incident. Well, Yeah.
You love shopping.
I love shopping.
In
yes,
fact,
I do.
Being around people energizes you.
It does.
And being around people like that just kind of drains me.
Yes, and we found that out the hard way.
And so I thought that I was coming home to an empty house. I was going to kick back, maybe make a sandwich, watch a little football, and you kind of helped back. And whenever I got home, you thought, hey, it's time for us to go shopping. So you said, well, let's just go to one store. I want to look for these bridesmaid dresses.
Yes.
At this one store.
Yes.
And out of love, I said, okay, I'm going to go with you to this one store. And there we are, 3 malls, 5 stores later, and you're wondering why I'm not in a particularly good mood.
Yes.
And at that time, on that day, you thought that I was being difficult, and I thought you were being, well, somewhat ignorant of my desires. But the reality is, your desire was to socialize. Your inborn need was to socialize, mm-hmm, in a form of shopping.
Yes.
And my inborn need was, I had already been out for most of the day, I needed to decompress and be to myself. Once we came to this realization of our differences in our temperaments, we realized it is okay for you to go shopping without me. And you realize that it's actually okay if I don't want to go. You don't take it personally. You just realize Rob needs his alone time. He needs to decompress and you need to get out. And so once we had that understanding, we realized how to better interact on this particular plane of our relationship.
I get it. There's one more left. F.
Yeah.
What's F?
The F in rough. It's faith. You know, whenever you go down the path of saying, let's try to get this to work, you really have perhaps little indication that your efforts are going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faith is, the very definition of faith is believing in something that you cannot see. You cannot perhaps see the results of a fixed and wholesome marriage again. All you see right now is the strife that's going on. All you see right now is the stress.
Yes.
All you see right now is the stuff that's weighing you down on a daily basis.
Yes.
But what if? What if you can get back to where you used to be? Even though it's very difficult to see that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking these steps to reconcile your marriage, taking these steps to patch things and mend things and get things not just fixed, but stronger, that takes a lot of faith. And there's going to be times when you think that your efforts are worthless, that your efforts just are not working. And that's when you need the most faith.
Yeah.
Go back to part one of this series and continue to review those 3 gut checks to make sure that this is something that is still going to be a viable resolution. But as you move forward with showing remorse, making sure that you show remorse, express your remorse to your spouse for any wrongdoings that you had, acknowledge your role in whatever happened. I mean, yeah, it was my fault that I ate the cheesecake, but what if my wife said, you know what, I could have made you some cheesecake too. I'm somewhat remorseful that I didn't give you that dessert whenever I had the chance. You know, there's a few songs out there about taking your wife dancing. I could have taken her dancing when she was my wife. That doesn't give her the right to go off and dance with other guys because I wouldn't take her dancing. But if I had taken her dancing, maybe she would not have felt the urge to do so. I can be remorseful. It's not on me that she cheated by going to dance halls without me, but I can own my part and be remorseful for it. If you see in your spouse that they're not remorseful for what they did, then that's an indicator too. You don't want to fight this battle alone, but you also don't want to give up sooner than it's prudent to do so. So the whole point of the 5 Steps to Find True Love online course is to minimize or eliminate, hopefully eliminate, the threat of divorce in your relationship. So yes, this heartbreak is avoidable. You see, man
and woman
were not meant to be alone.
That's right. And the Hope and Healing module is the perfect place to start after a divorce or a serious heartbreak.
So check it out at hope.stepstofindtruelove.com. Now, we do not encourage divorce, but we do recognize that God can use this bad situation for good in your life.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.